In the shadowy realm between our world and hell, an unlikely romance ignites. Miss Hetzemeftai, Mist to the few who dare address him, has spent countless centuries as hell's perfect hunter. With ashy gray skin, massive bat-like wings, and the ability to transform into black mist, he embodies the perfect predator, ruthless, efficient, and seemingly emotionless. For millennia, he has tracked demons who escape hell's clutches, never once failing his terrifying mistress, Paimon, Queen of Hell. But beneath his cold exterior lies a dangerous secret, a forbidden longing for something more than eternal servitude. When Paimon assigns him to track four powerful rogue demons on Earth, Mist's carefully controlled existence begins to unravel. These aren't ordinary targets, but notorious demons who've somehow established lives among humans. Against all reason, Mist accepts their offer to teach him about human interaction in exchange for his silence. With this single choice, the perfect hunter takes his first step towards something he's never experienced before: freedom. Fate intervenes when Mist finds himself in a corner store buying chocolate ice cream for a menstruating friend. There, he meets Lily Donovan, a curvy woman with a hidden magical heritage she's spent years denying. Their first interaction is awkwardly endearing. Mist, with his formal speech and complete lack of social awareness, asks for help selecting ice cream for his menstruating female friend. Lily, charmed by his strange manner, finds herself drawn to this tall, tattooed stranger with mesmerizing amber eyes. Their encounter ends with Mist offering Lily a carton of chocolate therapy ice cream and wisdom. Human lives are short. It's better to leave your mark on the world by being full of contentment than full of longing. When they part, Mist makes his first truly human mistake, not realizing Lily wanted to exchange phone numbers, leaving him with genuine regret. As the burning brand on Mist's neck intensifies, a painful reminder of Paimon's control, he realizes his temporary freedom is ending. Despite his growing fascination with Lily, his magical enslavement cannot be ignored. With help from his demon friends, Mist contacts Lily before his time runs out. Their text conversations reveal both his awkwardness with human conversations and her acceptance of his strangeness. Their dinner date at Lily's apartment represents Mist's first truly autonomous choice, a decision made from desire, not duty. Their passionate kitchen encounter awakens something in Lily, with Mist showing feral intensity. When her sister Iris arrives, everything changes. Her protection ward glows red, signaling a demon's presence. Mist transforms before their eyes, ashy gray skin, massive wings unfurling, his true demonic form revealed. Yet he still clutches Lily's flower, refusing to surrender this connection. This revelation shatters Lily's carefully constructed normality while forcing Mist to choose between his growing feelings and his demonic bonds. When Mist returns to hell, the burning brands ensure he must, Paimon tortures him brutally, repeatedly stopping his heart and chaining him as he demands to know his whereabouts. Mist refuses to betray the rogue demons. Meanwhile, Lily discovers Mist's true identity in an ancient compendium, The Hunter, a legendary tracker of hell. This knowledge only strengthens her resolve. Learning Mist returned to hell because he had no choice but to go or die, she attempts a dangerous summoning spell without proper training. When she mispronounces a syllable, the seal ruptures, releasing demonic mist that pursues her until recognition dawns. Lily? This moment, where Mist pulls back despite his feral state, marks a profound character shift. When Mist collapses on her floor, covered in acid burns with damaged wings, Lily doesn't flee. Instead, she tends his wounds, showing her evolution from fearing the supernatural to embracing it fully. The pivotal moment comes when Lily asks to see his true form. Despite his hesitation, Mist reveals his demon self: ashy gray skin, yellow eyes with vertical pupils, impressive wings and tail. Rather than recoiling, Lily studies him with fascination, even admiring his sharp teeth and claws. This acceptance transforms their relationship. For perhaps the first time, Mist is desired for exactly what he is. Their subsequent intimate encounter represents the merging of two worlds. When Mist carries Lily effortlessly to the bedroom, something no human man could do with her curvy figure, she experiences profound acceptance of her own body. Her self-consciousness vanishes, replaced by the knowledge that this powerful being desires her exactly as she is. Their connection is interrupted by a vision revealing that Lily and her sister Iris are prophesied twin witches with enough power to cause the downfall of a king of hell, transforming their romance from a personal journey to a cosmic battle for survival. When Mist makes the ultimate sacrifice, drawing a hellgate to return to hell alone, believing this will keep Lily safe, she follows him through, with Iris reluctantly in tow. Their journey through hell leads to their capture by gargoyles, who reveal Paimon is torturing Mist before his execution. Their rescue comes from an unexpected source, a pale, white-haired demon named Murmur, who guides them through tunnels to find Mist suspended from hooks pierced through his wings. This harrowing rescue mission demonstrates how far both sisters have come, Lily embracing her magical heritage and Iris overcoming her fear of demons. The climactic confrontation with Paimon reveals the queen's cruelty and control. When she demonstrates her power over Mist through his brands, causing him pain with a mere gesture, Lily's protective instincts surge. In the chaos, both Paimon and Lily fall into the pit with monstrous Goraths. As one monster devours Paimon and the others turn toward Lily, Mist swoops down, rescuing her despite his damaged wings, proving his love transcends his survival instinct. Their narrow escape, crashing repeatedly into walls as his shredded wings barely keep them aloft, symbolizes their difficult path to freedom. The novel's most profound transformation follows Paimon's defeat when Lily discovers she has accidentally become Mist's new mistress. While she tearfully apologizes, viewing this as another form of bondage, Mist has a revelation. Being bound to Lily means true freedom. "I want to belong to you," he tells her, knowing she would never use the brands to control him. This breakthrough causes Mist to shed his first ever tear. The brands that once represented enslavement now symbolize his chosen connection to someone who values his autonomy. As they make love, Mist finally understands that love is the greatest feeling in all creation, completing his journey from perfect hunter to perfect lover. Lily has transformed too, embracing her magical heritage to save the one she loves. Together, they represent a new possibility, demons and witches as allies and lovers, creating their own destiny. Their story demonstrates that true freedom comes not from absence of connection, but from bonds we choose freely. The transformation of Mist's brands offers a powerful metaphor for healthy relationships, built on mutual respect rather than control. Their journey teaches that accepting our true nature enables authentic connection, challenging us to see complexity in those we might initially fear.